0803.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Rehabilitation works on the Kalingalinga Police Road have commenced. Residents of Kapelimposhi's the Katunga area bemoan lack of access to clean water sources. In African news, Nigerian power grid collapses, leaving 30 states in darkness. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Kalingalinga Police Road, which branches off from Ali Kinkata Road, is currently undergoing maintenance under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF allocation for Munali Constituency. In an interview with Common Radio News, Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukuvesa Nyonyi confirmed the development, stating that the project is aimed at decongesting Ali Kinkata Road and improving the deteriorated state of the police road. Mr. Nyonyi says there is need for the police road to be upgraded into a third road, but stated that due to lack of resources, the road is just being rehabilitated with crushed stones. The civic leader disclosed that the rehabilitation works are expected to cost about 600,000 kwacha and will be completed within a month.
And also to try and reduce the traffic that that flows along Ali Kinkata, so that people could have alternative roads that can make them reach their destination quicker. Our hope is to make it a third road. At the moment, we are rehabilitating it into a gravel road that has got crushed stones where they compact it nicely. We are moving away from the usual gravel roads that have dust. So slowly, with the CDF expansion, we hope in the future these roads will reach to bituminous standards.
Katunga area in Kapelimposhi district is facing critical challenges due to lack of clean water sources and absence of a nearby school. Chief Nkole's advisor, Johnson Chipande, expressed concern that the community relies on shallow wells, which are now drying up, leaving residents without safe drinking water. He further noted that the absence of a school in the area has forced many children to drop out of school because of the long distances they must walk. Mr. Chipande has since appealed to government to provide boreholes and consider constructing a school within the community to ease the hardships faced by residents.
So it's tunga foisha kubati banga to afurisha menshi amenshi mutunika yashila takuri ukwa kwaje tukambo kunwa menshi apa uruko lukomba primary school iri kutali elo kukatunga takuri au inche takuri iskulu iri tu iri paramine so tungafa isoko wati mbele kuba tuafu iri sena maka na kwena kube primary school ya kuba kinga tuwa abana be skulu kuria wale ikalafi ya wengi wale tino kuisamu kutolo kumusebo umulandu wanche ndo butali mwa kukatungo kuisamu kufika palukomba ya kufuwa pa kukatungo kuyamu kufika kufukoko kutali so tungafa isoko babo mbele papo.
Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Smata has described as unfortunate the death of a 53-year-old woman of Misisi compound who died on the spot on Sunday during a food stampede that left several others injured and hospitalized during an Anza giving event held at the Kamala's Gausha Mosque. Mr. Smata, who sent a message of condolences to the bereaved family, has promised to engage the organizers to enhance their safety measures as they carry out their charitable causes. The incident happened on Sunday as hundreds of would-be beneficiaries, predominantly from Mrs. Compound, pushed and shoved as they impatiently waited for the gates of the mosque to open so as to secure the coveted 10 kg bag of breakfast mealmeal. When the gates opened, an uncontrollable rush for the limited commodity resulted in a stampede that left Mrs. Maureen Zulu with fatal head injuries as she bled from the ears and nose, while several other victims were left injured and received treatment from the nearby Kamala Urban Clinic.
I extend my condolences to the family of Maureen Zulu. This is a woman who tragically lost her life at Kamala's Gusia Mosque during the almsgiving event, where members of the Muslim community usually help the vulnerable with food packages. I would further like to state that I'm going to engage the Gusia Mosque organizers of the event so that we can upscale or enhance safety and security measures so that we prevent such deaths from happening in the future.
Nalolo Member of Parliament Imanga Wamunyima has called for urgent reforms in Zambia's transport sector, citing the painful realities are faced by low-income communities in the country. The Nalolo lawmaker says the current transport system is failing the poor, with 71% of low-income residents in Lusaka walking to work at an average of 3 kilometers per trip, often taking over an hour. According to Mr. Wamunyima, 60% of the residents in poor communities identify high transport costs as the biggest barrier to mobility, with some households are spending up to 42% of their income on transport, leaving little for essentials like food, education, and health care. To address this crisis, Mr. Wamnyima is proposing the amendment of Statutory Instruments SI No. 63 of 2013 and SI No. 46 of 2020, both under the Road Traffic Act. The SIs currently prohibit the commercialization of motorcycles, three wheels, and tricycles as public service vehicles. However, Mr. Wamnyima argues that these vehicles are already in widespread informal use, especially in places like Chipata, operating without legal recognition, insurance, or regulation. The proposed reforms aim to legalize and regulate motorcycle taxis and tricycles, which Mr. Wamnyima believes could provide a cheaper, more accessible transport options for Zambia's underserved populations.
Motorcycles, for example, in the city of Chipata, are commonly used as public transport, and this is against the backdrop that there is need within the community. And you may wish to know that currently, as we are gathered here, there is no legal framework to support these businesses. Despite a legal ban on motorcycles and tricycles, they are already functional, moving people and goods daily. The results, however,